Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you here today for our presentation with Bookshare and learning about the Classmate Reader. I wanted to introduce my other guest speaker today, which is Mario Olivares, and he's from Bookshare, and he's going to be taking us through some of the basics of Bookshare. And if you want to get a hold of Mario after this, this is his email. It's Mario at benetech.org. So it's great to have Mario online with us. He joins us from California at the head office of Bookshare today. I'm Brenda McBride. I am the product manager for the Classmate Reader, and I'm with Humanware. So you can reach me at brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. That is brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. So we are going to continue on with our agenda. We're going to do an overview of Bookshare today, see where they're at, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of the statistics on the number of books and materials that are available. Then we're going to be jumping right into a Classmate Reader one-on-one. We're going to be training on the companion software, learning how to transfer that information or doing direct transfers with the SD card on the Bookshare services so that you know how easy it is to get material onto our portable device. And we'll do some demonstrations and questions throughout if they are available or if you have any. So, Mario, I'm going to turn the presentation over to you, and we'll let everyone know what Bookshare is and what it's all about.
All right. Thanks very much, Brenda. Would you mind going to the next slide? Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure, everyone, to be here today and to share some information about Bookshare, both to people who are not familiar with Bookshare and to give an update to the people who do know a little bit about Bookshare and where we're at today. But Bookshare is an online library of digital books that are accessible to people with print disabilities. And in fact, it's the largest online library of copyrighted materials. Currently, we have a substantial collection of over 81,000 titles. In addition, we work with publishers to get international rights to those books. And so for people with print disabilities around the world, they can get access to a good and growing portion of that collection. Right now, we have over 13,000 titles that are available internationally. And this library continues to grow on average, and in some months we spike even larger than this, but on average we add about 1,000 new books, so this collection grows literally every day, and we have a fast and growing membership base. Currently we have over 100,000 members. And we have two kinds of memberships that I'll talk about in a little bit. But many of those members come to Bookshare through organizational memberships. These are kind of like group memberships that a school or some sort of organization who supports people with print disabilities, they can sign up to Bookshare, and we have over 9,000 of those types of organizations. The last thing I'll mention is that Bookshare is a nonprofit organization, and we are funded by an award through the Office of Special Education Programs at the U.S. Department of Ed. Next slide, Brenda. So what's in the Bookshare library? As I said, we had over 81,000 titles, and so within it, it is a very diverse collection. We've got children's books from pre-K, and up, teacher recommended readings that are categorized by grade. And one of the things we're trying to do is to continue to improve how our books are categorized and tagged so that if you have a student or a child in a certain age or grade range that you can find books that are appropriate. We've got some really great special collections, things like the Newbery Winners, New York Times Bestsellers, Oprah's Book Club, etc. Newspapers and magazines, these are, you know, fantastic for not only students but as well as adults who want to keep up with the news that's happening both nationally and regionally, and so there's a lot of content there as well. And then in textbooks, K-12 textbooks as well as university post-secondary textbooks. So for students or for educators or for parents who are trying to get their kids, the materials, the core curriculum materials that they need for school, Bookshare has those as well. And one thing that I would encourage everyone to do is to go to the Bookshare website, and you don't have to be a member. You can go there and just browse and search for books to see what kinds of things are in the collection. Next slide, Brenda. Okay.
It's coming.
It looks like my slides froze. Okay, there it is. Very good. Thank you. So as I mentioned, Bookshare is a library for people with print disabilities. So who is eligible? It will fall into three broad categories of disabilities. If someone has a visual impairment, such as blindness or low vision, they'll qualify for Bookshare. If someone has a physical disability, something like cerebral palsy or any other physical disability that affects your ability to hold a book, tune your head, turn pages, etc., you'll qualify for Bookshare. And if someone has a severe learning disability, such as dyslexia, that makes reading either very, very difficult or impossible, they will also qualify for Bookshare. And the way that Bookshare confirms and knows that someone is qualified is that when a prospective member signs up, they will need to provide a proof of disability form that's signed by a certifying professional. And on your slide, what you can see are examples of these types of professionals. It may be someone who is medically trained, such as a family doctor, ophthalmologist, neurologist, psychiatrist, etc., or someone who's trained in both disabilities and education, like a teacher for the visually impaired, special education teacher, learning disability specialist, etc. In addition, if a prospective member uses similar services to Bookshare, such as the National Library Service, or they're also a member of RFBND, you can provide us with your membership information there, and we'll cross-reference. Another way to understand who qualifies for Bookshare is to understand who doesn't qualify. And so what we have below the red line are disabilities that by themselves don't qualify. And these are disabilities that are considered to be more emotionally based than physically based. So disabilities like autism, emotional disabilities, ADHD, ADD, etc. These disabilities by themselves won't qualify. But if a person has one of those in addition to the disabilities that we just spoke about, such as dyslexia, they will qualify. So next slide, Brenda. Great. And so just to wrap up the Bookshare section, let me just summarize what Bookshare offers. Fast and easy access to the digital books that we had spoken about in the previous slide. Our library is up 24/7. As long as you have an internet connection, you can download those books. Members who need software to read the books on their computer, we provide two free pieces of software. But again, what we're talking about today is, you know, where you can read Bookshare books on a portable device, and we're excited to talk about that. In terms of the memberships, they are free through our award from the Office of Special Education Program. So if you are a student in the United States, you will qualify for a free membership, as well as the schools that support them. And then for members who are no longer students, they will pay a $50 annual fee. And in that first year, what they'll do is pay a one-time setup fee. And so what I do encourage you to do is to check out Bookshare today. And when you sign up, use the promo code HumanWare so that we know that you learned about Bookshare through this webinar. So thank you very much, and I'm now going to hand it over to Brendan to learn about the Classmate Reader.
Oh, that's great. Just for those people online as well, there is opportunities if you are outside of the United States to also purchase memberships. If you're here in Canada where I'm located, you have access to about 12,000 titles. So there's a lot of material that you can read outside of the U.S. as well. And there's a fee for that membership since we do not qualify for the special grant that Bookshare has received. So I wanted to let you know that, and it's great that the service is being is now available international, depending on your location. So if you want more information about that, we'll show you a website at the end where you can ask that question. So there was a question that was asked before we get started, Mario. I think that is appropriate for us to look at now before we jump into the classmate reader information. Does Bookshare have a preferred internet browser?
No. It's really more preference. If you know, you prefer Internet Explorer to Mozilla, or if you use a Safari on the Mac, we will work on all those. The difference will be, though, the one difference that may arise is on the type of software you're using if you read the books on your computer. So if there's one that you already use, for example, it may not be as Mac friendly. So you might want to use Internet Explorer or Mozilla on a PC or Windows laptop. But Bookshare by itself is web-based and will work on any web browser.
And for today's purposes, we'll be using Windows Explorer because that's the best browser to use with the companion software. So I wanted to do just a quick review of the Classmate Reader, and I have another question that we are going to hold till the end of the presentation, so I also see that message. So I want to let you know we're talking today about portable devices and specifically the Classmate Reader. And the Classmate Reader is a versatile DAISY playback device, but one of the unique features about the Classmate is that you can receive visual feedback, so you're able to see and hear the text at the same time. We have a go-to button right on the very front that allows for quick navigation, and it is designed for students with print disabilities, so there's specific features that we'll go over here quickly. So it allows us to read school books, novels, magazines, and newspapers, all the lists that Mario indicated at the very beginning of the presentation. This also reads text files, and it provides actually multiple file options. So today we're talking about the Digital Talking Books folder, or the DAISY books, but the Classmate Reader also plays MP3 files, WAV files. We can transfer Word documents, we can save as text, HTML, XML, and RTF. And we also have a great feature if we're going back to school, and one of the reasons for this presentation was to get us thinking about school again, is looking at searching for words within books and vocabulary building. So we have a built-in dictionary as well, but in a document you can search any word that you want to find that specific word in that location. We also have some great features that I absolutely love, and it allows for markups and reviewing important passages. And we have a built-in bookmark feature as well as highlighting. And then we can record questions and comments within the passages of the book, and they are saved as voice notes. So here's a quick visual tour, and I'm just waiting until your slide catches up. So the visual tour of the Classmate shows you that we have a built-in microphone, a speaker. We have a button dedicated to study tools, which holds our highlighting, our retrieving of bookmarks, and navigations of all of the markups that we've made. We also have a home button where we can change the visual display, and so we can change the font size, the color, and the type, the line spacing, word spacing. There is a built-in dictionary that I referred to. It's about 3,500 words in that, and we have a record button right in the very front. So on the right-hand side, we have a four-way navigation button, and this allows us to navigate through the book very easily. And the button that everyone loves on the Classmate Reader is the go-to page or header button. And within that button, we also have find text and then our play pause button. And this player allows us, as Daisy players do, to increase or decrease the speed and rate in which that material is given, which I love for all the files that we use within the Classmate. So that gives you a quick overview. We're also going to be talking about the HumanWare Companion software, and this is a free piece of software that you can download off of the Classmate Reader page, and it allows us to easily transfer materials from our PC to our Classmate Reader and also to see what files are in there or to remove files. It allows us to additionally look at our voice notes. We can extract those so that you can listen to those offline, and it gives us the status of how much material or room we have available within our SD card. It also will allow us to transfer PDF files and Word documents, which is new. So if you haven't gotten the new version of the Companion software, then I highly recommend that that you go ahead and look at the software. So we're going to go into two demonstrations today because I want to show you how easy it is to transfer information from the PC with the Companion software, as well as addressing those people that are using Mac computers, and we're able to do a direct transfer right onto the SD card. And we'll be, within this list of folders, we'll be looking at the second folder called the VR DTV folder, which is our digital talking books. And then I have links that I will be posting up afterwards. So we have additional video presentations for those individuals that are using this within the school system. There's a guide, a straight guide on how to download. Within Bookshare, they have every file is encrypted to your name, and I'll show you how that looks in a minute, as well as I wanted to give you the link to the HumanWare tutorial page. So for us today, we're going into Windows Explorer, and I'm opening up, and so we're going to type in www.bookshare.org. And I am going to now type in my email address and my password to take us into the Bookshare site. So we're going to press login. So using Bookshare is really easy, and I wanted to show you some of the features. So today we're actually going to go into the browse feature. I usually show you the free and available material, but I want to show you that we have a section down here in the browse section called New Books. So this is great when individuals have that personal membership. This is what they're going to receive. So if your students would like to have an account at home, then this is how they're going to receive the books. So we're going to look at the new books today. And I want you to notice there are three different types that we're seeing in all of these documents. So Bookshare is designed to create accessible material, and so there's different formats that are available. I wanted to indicate what they mean. So if we look at the first under download, under each title, there's three different files that we're looking at in this particular page, and it has a flower and a piece of paper, and this is a Daisy download. And if you look at the next one, it'll say download with images, and the third file that we say that we'll see here is downloading with BRF or refreshable Braille. So I'm going to move a little bit further. And I'm going to select Letter to a Man in the Fire. And I'm going to select Daisy. And the reason why we always will select Daisy or Daisy with images is that it provides that navigation that is designed to help us move through the book and return to passages that we would like. So I'm going to press the Daisy button, and we are transferring this so that we can use it directly with the Companion software. So I've created a folder prior to today that is designed to put all of my Bookshare material in one location. And so as you can see, I have a few other books in here. So on my desktop, I have a folder called Bookshare Books. And at the end of these files, you will notice that there's a dash and my name is located at the end of these files. This means that it's encrypted to myself. This is a compressed file, and so sometimes people have had a hard time uncompressing those files, and I'll show you how to do that in a moment as well. So once we've got our folder created, our file title, I'm going to just press save. And so that file has been saved into my Bookshare folder. And now if I want to transfer this, we have a great little tool called Companion Software. I'm going to open it up. And what I'm going to do now is actually connect my classmates. So I take the USB cable, put it into the back of the computer and into the top of the device, and I will start the device. So on the front of my screen, it says connected. And I'm going to hit refresh. And I'm selecting at the very top of the companion software, we have file and then transfer. We're transferring Talking Books today. And so you're now going to see that we have some material within our computer, within our Bookshare folder. And then at the bottom, there's a picture of the classmate and what is already on the classmate. At the bottom right-hand corner, you're going to see an SD card, how much material is available. And once I select a file, it'll indicate whether there's room for that folder. So the other spot that I wanted to show you is that there's something right under the first little piece that says there's a check mark and it says included zip file. So all these files have not been unzipped and the companion software will automatically do this for us. So it alleviates that one step for you. So I'm going to check mark our first book that we wanted. I'm going to check mark actually three books. And all of these now will be transferred just by pressing the transfer and remove book. So you're going to see the transfer in progress. So and as you took a look, it did a flash and it then refreshed the material. And so all of the books that I had downloaded from Bookshare are now on my SD card ready to go. And that's pretty easy. Also within the, I wanted to show you how to remove. So if I wanted to remove any of these files, then I'm able to also check mark the bottom section of the companion software and press transfer and remove section and it will move. Are you sure that you want to delete this? And I'm going to say yes. Also, the very first time that you transfer files from Bookshare, you're going to need to retype your password, but because I've done that already, that little piece disappeared for us. So I wanted to let you know that also we can convert voice notes in here and listen to them as well. So that's how easy it is to transfer a book from Bookshare using the companion software, which is just wonderful. I'm going to now show you how to use Bookshare directly downloading it to the Classmate Reader without the companion software. And the reason why this is handy is if you don't have the companion software loaded, then you can just do a direct transfer. It's very easy to do. So we're going to go back and show you that. Also, if you're using Mac computers, the companion software is not compatible with Macs, and this is another way for you to transfer that information. So I'm going to choose another book for us to download. And I'm choosing, I hate to see that Evening Sun go down. So instead of selecting save this time, I'm going to go into open. And within here, we have to do an extra step of just extracting the file. What comes up on the screen, I'm just waiting for you to catch up. What comes up on the screen is all of the DAISY files. So when people think that a DAISY file is one file, that's not correct. These files all make up the DAISY book, and it allows us to navigate the book. So it's a little code for the classmate reader to go through and say, here's the next page, here's the next section. So we'll see all the files in front of us. I'm going to say extract all files. And a little wizard pops up on my screen, and it depends on your operating system, how this looks. And so what we need to do is just press next. And then I'm going to choose my selection or where I would like to send this information. And I am going to be placing it within my computer on my SD card. So within the removable disk, I just select Digital Talking Books folders, and I always like to make a new folder just so all of my material is in there. I'm just going to call it Bookshare and double click so that it's highlighted, and then I'm pressing OK. And if you notice within the select destination, it'll say the folder, which is Digital Talking Books folder, and I called it Bookshare. And when I press next, a little password comes up. So this is an encryption that Bookshare puts in place to make sure that they are following copyright and making sure other people are not receiving those files. So I'm going to put my password in and press OK. And now it's extracting all of those files to go directly on the classmate. So what I would do now is safely remove that SD card. And as you can see, this is right on my SD card, and that file is available. So we have all of our three books, our four books actually, and when we reopen these in the classmate, you will see the four titles appropriately provided to us. So those are some of this is really our easy way to transfer materials from Bookshare using both the companion software or doing a direct transfer file. So with that, we wanted to give you just the 101 on how to do that. I'm going to pull up our PowerPoint presentation again. And at this time, does anyone have any questions regarding how to transfer those files? What'll happen, it'll be a little bit different if you're using this within the school system, and there's a video presentation that I have got posted for us for links from Bookshare. So under our links presentation, this is the location where a little video tutorial is available for you. And HumanWare also has a whole page on classmate tutorials if you've never found those before. So with that, we're going to open up the floor for questions right now, and we'll go through all of those. And this section probably, depending on the questions, we will post those as well. So this presentation will be posted if you have other people that you believe would benefit from this presentation. So right now, Mario, I'm going to make sure that he's online, and we're going to go through the rest of the questions. So the first question that we have is, we are finding that the free AT software is really difficult for parents and students to use at home. Do you have any suggestions for those parents? And I would probably have Mario indicate where the tutorial information is, and I'm going to turn that question over to him.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brenda. Yeah, so if parents are having issues with the free software that we provide, and they are both available for PC and Mac, if you go to the Bookshare website under About and then Training, you will find some webinars that are already pre-recorded with tutorials on using the software. But what I'll also mention, though, is that if you are not already a subscriber to the Bookshare newsletter, I would encourage you to do that, because we are holding new and fresh webinars specifically for parents on using these tools over the next 2 months in September, October. And so we will be providing that information both through our newsletters. So go to the Bookshare website, contact us, and there's a drop-down selection to request access or receiving the newsletter. That way you'll get that information. The other thing you can also do is to go to the Bookshare Facebook page. And what we're doing there is to, in our events and just through our announcements through Facebook, we'll be letting parents and teachers know of all the webinars that are taking place. So great question.
The next question we have here is, can images be used? And the question right now is not no. So it doesn't make sense to transfer the image files. It would make sense just to transfer the DAISY files. And so then the text is presented. So that answers that question. Can you quickly go over the two digital talking book formats again? There are two file formats that are available on Bookshare, and Bookshare creates the text files. And so there's three different flavors of DAISY, actually. The first is just text. There's another version where people will go in and record information, and that material is usually available through Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, as well as the website Read How You Want. Bookshare provides their smaller files, actually, and it's all the text. And so you need to have a text-to-speech reader to use that, and that's where the software comes in handy, and the portable devices have built-in speech readers. And so there's also files that are available with images that can be used with the software. So if I'm not mistaken, Read Out Loud will have the images embedded in that. Is that correct, Mario?
That's correct.
Okay. Can the Classmate Reader convert from text to MP3? And the answer to that is no, but there is software out there that will allow players to do that. So no, you can't transfer a saved document. Really, files are transferred into the Classmate and transferred. But if you want more information about how to convert text files to MP3, there are a few software programs out there that I know about. And I will give you my personal contact information. And you receive that all in your email. So just send me an email or a phone call, and I'll get back to you on that particular question if you want to know more about software.
Yeah, let me just add to that, Brenda, that we have information on that on our FAQ portion of our website, as well as it is in Bookshare's future plans to provide MP3 access. So it's not here yet, but it's something we're working on.
Okay, and we will do a follow-up email, and Mario, if you can send me that link on that FAQ, then I'll send that notice out to everyone today.
Okay.
that have attended. And there's a question that says, I've been having some problems unarchiving the downloaded zip files on my Mac. Do you have any ideas? Mario, do you have any ideas about unzipping?
Yeah. I think the best situation for those sorts of things is to get in contact with our support team. And if you haven't done that before, it starts off with an initial email, and they do get back to you within 24 hours. And then if need be, what they'll do is schedule a time to walk you through that if you're not able to access address it via email. But, we're happy and here to help you. So please start off by just sending the initial email contact, and then our team will be happy to walk you through that.
Great. Another question that, and I think I addressed this, but I want to specifically address it, says, on Bookshare, are there digital talking books narrated by a human voice, such as Audible or RFBND? And the answer to that is no. All of the material comes in a text DAISY format. So hopefully, Richard, that answers your question. Our last question that we have posted here is, any chances that there are plans for a web-based text reader, Mario?
I'll answer that with to be determined. We currently don't have one, but we know that people are interested in that. And so, you know, the more that people ask for it, the more attention and, you know, resources we can put to that. So I will duly note that that was requested today. Thank you very much.
And with that, if anyone has any questions that they would like to ask verbally, it would be great to raise your hand, and I will not unmute everyone at this time. So if anyone has any additional questions, then I would give you the opportunity to finish that. Otherwise, we've stayed right within our about 30 minutes, Mario, a little bit over than that today. So I don't see any further hands raised or other questions that are coming in. And I will send out an email with the FAQ link that Mario will send over to us. I want to thank you for attending. I want to thank Mario for presenting all of the great information today. It's great to see the library of Bookshare increasing and the ability for Bookshare also to service individuals outside of the United States. As well, and that's some great opportunities. If you have any further questions for myself, please reach me at brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. You also can phone me at 888-723-7273, and I am extension 320. So that's 888-723-7273, extension 320. It's in the bottom of the email that I sent out as well. So I'll let Mario give his details, and we are going to close the webinar here in just a few minutes.
Yeah, and so if you need to contact me, please contact me via email. My email is mario@benetech.org. And for any support questions, please do go to the Bookshare website, and under Contact Us, there you'll have the ability to select tech support or the newsletter, or any other ways or any types of questions that you need answered, and we'll get back to you promptly. Thanks very much.
Great. And if anyone has any suggestions about further presentations or more specific needs, then please send us emails, and we would love to make sure that we are addressing your needs. So with that, I want to wish you a great rest of the summer and a great kickoff to the next school year. And we look forward to you joining us back here in the HumanWare webinar room in the near future. We'll be talking about getting started with the school year, looking at your new rosters and removing students. And so we're going to do a hands-on workshop in the next few weeks. That notice went out. So please pass that on to other individuals you think would benefit from that presentation. And we look forward to hearing from you. And thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.